The first question that they ask you when they're talking to you about your medical conditions is, what did your father have heart problems? Well, we can go back to the first father, Adam, and he had a heart problem because I believe that the title of the message today was The Sinner's Rights. I believe that the sinner has the right to receive proper and good information, don't you? And the true fact of the condition was, as God said in the garden, don't touch or eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you eat thereof, you're going to die. Well, I don't know how many of you are into computers. How many of you are here into computers? You're into computers? You heard about the new Tyson computer? Yeah, it's got 2 bytes and no memory. Now we're talking boxer, not chicken. And you see, when Adam and Eve partook of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, how many of you know what a default setting is? A default setting is a setting in the computer that you don't have to do anything. It will put in what has been programmed into it. For instance, if in Lakeville you were signing up to win a car in Lakeville, and everybody that signed up only came from Lakeville, they would have the computer set so they wouldn't even ever have to put Lakeville in. It would do it every time. And what the sinner man doesn't understand, they've been given bad information. The sinner man does not understand that Lucifer set every one of our defaults to hell unless we change it. And you see, knowledge without action is fatal. They tell us in that deal that we have to get out there, and one of the things that we have to eat right, we have to exercise, and that's where I have my hard time. Matter of fact, I had to go on 2 diets because I couldn't get enough to eat on one. It's tough when you step on the scale and the little card pops out saying, one at a time, please. But the default setting was sent to hell. But there's people that go through this life thinking, I'm a good person. I don't have to do anything. Oh, yes, you do. Jesus Christ came to die on the cross so that you could set the default setting back to heaven. But if you do nothing, friend, you're going to continue on with what he said in the garden. You're going to continue right on to the pits of hell. So the sinner has a right to know the past. The sinner has a right to know the future, what's coming ahead. It's appointed unto man once to die, then the judgment. Now they tell me that, I learned off the Discovery Channel, that an animal can look right down the gun barrel and not know that he's going to die. How many of you have attended a funeral of a loved one, and we know that we're going to die? My funeral flowers could be already in town. And we know that we're going to die. And it says, it's appointed unto man once to die. We have an appointment, but the problem is we just don't know when it is. And then the judgment. Well, what are we going to be judged for? The things that we've done. See, first of all, God gave the command in the Garden of Eden, don't touch the tree. The second thing that God gave us in Exodus, he gave us the commandments. Thou shalt not have any other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Honor thy father and mother. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. He gives us these 10 commandments. Did we break the command in the garden not to touch the tree? Yes. Did we break the commandments? Anyone that can say that I haven't broken a commandment? No. And so then we go into John, the 3rd chapter, where not only does he give the command, he gives the commandments. Now he gives the commander. He says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him, you have to go beyond believing. You know why you have to go beyond believing? I'll tell you why. Because the devils believe and they tremble, but they won't receive. It has to have the action. It has to have the action. So the sinner has a right to know the past. The sinner has a right to know the future. And the sinner has a right to know the present. What is the present? You know what the present is? God is not willing that any one of us should perish. God takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. How do you know whether or not that you have passed from spiritual death into spiritual life? You know, the Bible says his spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Londa, what's the name of the local funeral chapel here in town that you use, one of them? Washburn McCreary. Washburn McCreary. We have a funeral home in Rapid City. You know the name of it? Called Jolly's. Yeah. There's another funeral home over here in Alamosa, Iowa. It's called Gotcha. Now, how many of you believe that if you were down here at Washburn McCreary and you were laying there on the slab and you got up and you walked out of that place, how many of you believe that that would be one noticeable event? And when you say, how do I know whether I pass from spiritual death unto life? Friend, there is no guessing, because the Spirit bears witness in your heart that you know. And friend, I believe there are going to be many today that are going to make that wonderful, wonderful step and decision to come to Christ. We talk about an altar call. You know what an altar call is? An altar call happens to be an opportunity. You know what Christ says, or the scriptures say? If I be lifted up, I will draw all men. So what an altar call is a time where we lift up Christ during the message and we give the Holy Spirit a chance to speak to our hearts. The only thing that can stop the draw is the resistance. And if you choose to resist, that is your prerogative. But I want you to know there's a whole lot of people saying yes. There's a whole lot of people saying yes. And we talk about those that need to make a first-time commitment of their hearts and their lives to Christ. There are others of you that need to reaffirm the catechism vows, confirmation vows, first baptismal vows, first communion vows. You need to update the decision that you made as a child. Maybe you went to a prayer and altar and you prayed it as a young child. You prayed, but you know that you can just, like Pastor Lowell, when he went, as he was walking up to the house, he could feel something in his chest that wasn't right. And you can feel in your heart that there's something that isn't quite right. And you know that just a simple prayer of commitment will absolutely restore new hearts into the kingdom of God. Can we bow our heads this morning? While our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed, I'd like to know all over this congregation this morning, I'd like to know how many of you here would say, Brother Lundstrom, I am absolutely positive, without a shadow of a doubt, that if I should die, I know I would make heaven my home. You're certain of that. God bless you.